the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Christ is in our midst.
Yes.
Brethren in Christ, it is our duty to build up ourselves spiritually and to submit ourselves to Jesus Christ and to reach to His stature. How can we come to the full stature of Christ in His humanity, that is, to the perfect man? What are the stages through which we have to go in order to reach that level? In Orthodoxy, there are three major levels prescribed to all the believers. The first stage is the stage of the slaves. In our fallen nature, every one of us has a kind of spiritual disorder that he may feel that he cannot overcome the difficulties of his spiritual illness. Worries, doubts, envy, anger, dissension, lust for power or for money, all are prevalent in our everyday life. However, when they become so excessive, it is as though we become slaves to them. We get stuck on a particular thought or urge or passion or addiction and just can't let go. Saint Paul said, "I am of the flesh, sold into slavery under sin." So before the arrival of spiritual medication of Christ, these passions were generally thought to be untreatable. But the very effective treatment of our disorder is now available through the gift or the free gift of Jesus Christ. And this gift makes us free, but enslaved to Jesus Christ. In Christ, we become obedient to His commandments. Thus, in the first stage, we obey God's commandments as a servant or as servants who obey the instructions of their master. The second stage is the stage of wage earners. In this stage, the person is paid to work. There is a sole motivation for any job the person does, and this is his compensation or his material earnings or his paycheck. But if there is no other motivation to our work except wages, then consequently, the people might love the wages of doing wrong. And Jesus said, "The higher hand, who is not the shepherd, does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away, and the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The higher hand runs away because a higher hand does not care for the sheep." Although each one of us will receive wages according to his labor. But this should not be the sole motivation to our work. If then we serve God, we shall not submit to the tyranny of mammon. Truly, a more grievous thing than any tyranny is the desire of riches, for it brings no pleasure but cares and envy and hatred and false accusations and 10,000 impediments in virtue, laziness and greediness. These things make even free men mercenaries, worse than mercenaries, bought with money, slaves, not to men, but to the most grievous of the passions and maladies of the soul. Thus, when we do anything in life, we should not expect compensation or recognition for our works. In order to reach the third level, which is the stage of selfless love. And this is the stage of the stature of Christ, who so loves us that he gave even his life for us. When therefore he is both powerful and loving toward us, what is the desire to hinder us from being like him? Nothing will prevent us unless we ourselves rebel against him. And what is worse than anything else, if anyone desires to free us from this captivity, and we are not even willing to be delivered from our madness. The idea of reaching the level of freedom was expressed in the words of non-Christian Arab female mystic who was influenced by the spirit of the gospel. Her mystical words and prayers are expressive of her lofty thoughts. She said, please pay attention what she's saying. Oh my Lord, if I worship you from fear of hell, burn me therein. And if I worship you in the hope of paradise, exclude me from it. But if I worship you for your own sake, then withhold not from me your eternal beauty. Every true lover seeks intimacy with the beloved one. But our beloved is the Lord Jesus Christ. If we have made God the companion of our hearts, then we do not seek anything else but him whom we love. And this, thus in reaching this third level, we might reach the stature of Christ and attain perfection and follow what Jesus said. Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.